Yo, you're checking out Subsonic Progressive Hip Hop. This is your man, DJ Spitter, live and direct. Peace. Subsonic.
1, 2, check us out, yo. Fantastic. Spinner, what up? Yeah, we come from everywhere, Brooklyn, New York, Boston, L.I., everywhere you walk. We put it on the line with intensive rhymes. Every time a DJ put his hands on a new mark and cut it up like this. Don't take your eye off the team, cause you might miss. Righteous hip-hop done with a slight twist. Hand in the air, leather glove on the right fist. Y'all don't understand who's up in the building. One day you'll comprehend, but until then, keep it par for the course. I know you're dreaming about big things, popping out a job with a boss, but rap's a fairy tale that'll put you to sleep. It ain't about what you can cop, it's about what you can keep. Lauryn Hill told me that shit, and it's so true. In rap life, these be the things that we go through. 1, 2.
You don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. From your ear it, you don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. You don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. From your ear it, you don't know a good music. Hey, hey.
Yo, I'm just trying to live. Won't trust the big buck like the Vobel and Biv and show initiative. But some choose to try to make me lose my step, turning off my light. But I use my ear, nose, and hands to command me through the night. It's in my heart to fight, but maybe it's time to move on. Pass off my pen like passing off batons. The game is so cold and bitter. Treat you like your name is so old and little on the pavement. Like if I should be stuck in one era away while you act like you don't surf. And don't care where the wave went. Sleep on us if you want to. We'll be giving you nightmares for sure. And even when you wake and thought you caught a break from the dream, nigga, we'll be right there for sure.
You don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. From your ear it, you don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. You don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. From your ear it, you don't know a good music.
Yeah. Apparently, y'all dudes is just a parody. No clarity for popularity. Stop comparing me. Similarities is a rarity, cause poverty been preparing me for prosperity.
Yeah.
F disparities, I know you're hearing me. Apart, never tearing me. I'm a man with family. See, I never wanna shoot ya. Digging up the past only muddies up the future. So we chew MCs like bazooka and watch them get smoked like a hookah. Raps like Bush, full of bull. Give and take, yin and yang, push and pull. We get on stage and act a fool. Easy to get angry, but harder to keep you cool. We got winners, Ace Edo, Plug One, and DJ Spinner. It's for the classic old heads and new beginners. True rap, not you pretenders. We live it not like some do.
Microphone check, 1, 2. You don't know a good music. Hey, hey. Ay, from your ear it, you don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey. You don't know a good music.
No good music.
Hey, hey, hey. From your ear it, you don't know a good music. Hey, hey, hey.
Y'all got all kind of rock stations.
Can we have a hip hop channel?
There's more than 3 channels for rap, man. There's more than 2 different kind of Asian women.
And if I want a Thai woman, I don't want a Japanese woman.
Damn. Even though they're all Asian.
It's Subsonic.
Being that we're in the rock studio today, y'all can't see this, but we're surrounded by Ministry posters and Ozzy Osbourne shit, all kinds of crazy shit. Don Will, what is this I keep hearing about you wanting to crowd surf, man? What is this, man? Are you trying to turn it into rock shows or what?
It just looks like fun, man. Like seriously.
Have you done it? Have you ever done
Crest? I have not done it. I don't want to test that boundary I have with the crowd where it's like, y'all gonna catch me? It'd be that one person that'll do it and it gets clumsy and you hit the ground.
You hit the ground hard.
I would advise against it. I was at the show. Matter of fact, I was performing at the show that KRS threw PM Dawn off.
We gotta get this story.
Nobody caught him. It didn't look cool.
Yeah, I had to grab the mic after that. I performed next.
That story is like, we talk about that story all the time.
Let's get it, bro. What is that story from your perspective? Because you hear different stories, different versions.
I want to hear that.
What is that story from your perspective, man?
KRS is a wild dude, what I hear, man.
I remember this night. This is so vivid, man. Yo, I remember this night, and you know, we knew this probably maybe our sixth show. You know what I'm saying? And you know how you could feel something is in the air? So I got my little crew together, and I'm like this, you know, it's a bunch of groups performing, you know what I'm saying? KRS being one of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, PM Dawn was probably the nicest guys on the set. Just to say, don't story short, you know what I'm saying? You know how you could feel something in the air? And I go to my dudes, and I'm like, yo, this is my word. Something's gonna happen tonight. Yo, this is my word. I don't care who steps on this stage. Punch them dead in the face.
Touch me.
Yo, I don't care who they are. You know what I'm saying? I don't care who they are. Like, you know, not to sound like that, but you know, you're a new artist. You're not trying to get thrown off a stage or something like that. You know what I'm saying? God forbid. You know what I'm saying?
Can't
like,
yo,
yeah, right, right. You know what I'm saying?
That.
Like, yeah. So you know what I'm saying? I didn't know if this energy was at us or what, but I felt this crazy energy in it. You know what I'm saying? So we keeping it tight. We all together, my whole little crew, this and the other. And we knew Jax. I ain't gonna front. You know, like, it's a lot going on in hip hop. So we staying true to our code. You know what I'm saying? And we holding ourselves down. And we looking at the show, you know, kind of just bugging on seeing PM Dawn. Like, oh, okay. And out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? You just see some cats walking on stage. The DJ gets yoked, thrown to the side. All of a sudden, you heard. I was like, oh my, what's going on? Yo, you just hear, like he put on some record, like, you know how you got the Jamaican ball, boom, boom, boom. Like, you just knew something was about to happen. Next thing you know, you just seen KRS come, somebody punch one of the dudes on the side, KRS grabs dude and tosses them off. Ooh. Minus the mic. Are you ready, New York? I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
The bridge started coming on. I was like, oh my God. Like, yo, it was ridiculous. And I felt so relieved that it wasn't for us. And I just sat back and enjoyed the show. I was like, oh, that's what I felt. You know what I'm saying? And this is my word. He kills it. Drops the mic, and they're like, okay, Black Sheep, y'all ready? And I'm like, wow. Yeah, all right, cool, and we was up next.
Damn, no intermission, it just was, wow.
Yeah, yo, word. Yeah, I mean, you know, you tried to pause, but yeah, hold on, I'm smoking the blunt, man. Let the stage cool down or something, you know what I'm saying?
You was on high, you
was on the swivel. This is my word, yo, oof, man, I knew something was jumping off that night.
And no one, like, after that, like, did anyone ever say anything? Like, to KRS want to bother her? It was Prince B from
which got tossed.
It was just one of those unspoken, like, thing.
I mean, I don't think they said nothing.
They didn't want to get tossed.
Yeah,
that was pretty much it for them, too, man.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't really good after that.
A different kind of stage diving.
I'm like, yo, don't know if you want to do that, bro. Wear it up.
Master Chris, I don't talk itch. Expand your consciousness and dismiss foolishness. No one is new to this or new to Chris. In hip-hop's atomic structure, I am the nucleus. That is the center of the group, we us. They, them, you. Every squad, every mass of every crew. Dental floss is lost when a truth jumps off. The cash is incidental, but not meant to distract you, of course. The style that I am kicking is like chicken. It will be bitten, rewritten, then performed for a $25 admission, reviewed in the source. You will listen, then find something missing, of course. It's skills, that's what you're fishing for, it's loss. I'm getting too explicit, the track jingles. I won't do a whack album, then remix it for my single. Kicking rhymes till I wrinkle, and my brown eyes twinkle. Guardcore hip-hop for the non-sinker.
Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger. Rappers are in danger.
Tasty like a souffle French croissant on Tuesday. Rappers be booty, goofy, that's how they cruise. Shoot a free throw, bow, from the geeko, no get-go. My flow hits low, wherever all the dope shit go, that's where my shit go. B-B-B-Bo, skank, I think, self, which includes everyone else and the bank. Others like to bring the shoddy to the party. I bring knowledge of self, you cure the mind, you cure the body. Some rappers like to come to the party, hoping to leave with somebody, check. I come with skills and I leave with your motherfucking respect.
Talk about Future, man. I mean, you mentioned the EP and the album coming, fellas. Yeah. I know you're still working Brooklyn Natty stuff, but what else is in the works, man? What's going on with y'all?
Next year we're doing, I guess, kind of a three-part concept, you could call it. We're gonna just call it that. He's coming out with his solo project. Don Will's album is called Don Cusack and High Fidelity, and his is a concept about the movie. It's a concept about the movie of High Fidelity. My album is called P's Gotta Have It, and it's about growing up in Brooklyn. It's just, you know, growing up in Brooklyn. Like, if Spike Lee made a rap album, that's what I'm doing. Nah. And Ilias has a concept called Hello Hell that's coming out. That's like the third part, I guess.
That's right. You can borrow a couple if you want, man. Hey.
So that's our 2010.
Damn, okay. And so Brooklyn Natty is going to be the last Tanya Morgan we hear for a little bit as a collective.
Well, I mean, like, you'll get, of course, we'll all be involved with each project. Like,
sure.
Vaughn and Ilias is involved with mine, as we are involved with everybody else's. But, yeah, pretty much the last, like, quote-unquote group album for 2010.
All right. I also got to ask y'all about the So Damn Down video, man. Because is that thing done on a green screen or no?
Nah, like, no. Well, actually, the director, Roy Miles, he came up with the concept. And we are actually wearing those. It was so uncomfortable, y'all.
Are you like, wearing those things over your mouth?
Yeah.
Really?
For hours. Oh. Like, standing there, like, yo. But it was fun shooting the video, like, especially the girls there. Like, we underground, but you know what? We got girls in our video. Yeah.
That was, we said,
as
we wanna,
you should.
Right, exactly.
We like, yo, we want to have women in our video. I don't care what else is in the video. The background could be blank. Just give us women.
And that's basically what you had, right? You have women, you guys, in the white screen.
A little weed, a little wine.
Exactly.
And it's funny mentioning the whole women thing, because when I think of the native tongues, it's funny the approach every group had when it came to the females. You know, De La had the coded Dan Stuckey and the Jimmy and Jenny, and you had Q-Tip and Tribe with the whole Bonita and the real, you know, chill out. Then it was like you guys, and like you all didn't pull no punch. I always remember most on the album is the Lazim. Ladies Against Sexist Motherfuckers. That shit is hilarious to this day. Like, was there any, like, it seemed like, well, actually, let me ask you, because you were obviously there. Like, how was it? Like, was the reception when you guys were like, okay, this is our slant and this is who we are? How did that fit within the mold of the rest of the native tongues? I mean, was it was obviously accepted, but like, did you all ever feel some kind of way? Like, damn, maybe we should codify our shit a little bit more?
We caught a little flack here and there, but I think the right people got it. You know what I'm saying? And I think for the majority, people took it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Took it how it was intended. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't, you know, do you call your mother? Basically, I do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, we wasn't, you know, trying to say that you should or anything, but just to say, like, we was just kind of poking fun at a lot of things that exist around us. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, who doesn't want to play with the ladies? You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, we poked fun around that as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but ideally, like, you know, like, yeah, there's always going to be, you know, someone far to the left and someone far to the right. So, you know, did we catch a little bit of verbatim? Yeah, as far as, you know, what it was. But at the end of the day, enough people embraced it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That, you know, it lived on.
This is one of my little geek out moments real quick. I just remember, ironically, the first compact disc I would ever bought, I think even might have been Parental Advisory CD, was you all's.
Oh,
Wolf and Sheep. Like when they used to come in.
The
yeah. When you could flick through the CDs like them shit's right? Big ass half vinyls or something. But I'm 12 years old listening to you all's album, wow. Obviously with headphones on, away from my mom's. And I'm like reading the titles of the songs, Past the 40, Strobe Light Honey, Similac Child. Then I'm like, I get to La Menage. Now, obviously, I don't say it that way because I don't know how it's pronounced. And I'm listening to song like, oh, shit, what is this shit about? Like, so that was a very interesting experience for a 12-year-old brother to have. That and the Lazim skit really, I mean, oh, my God, dude. The yo-yo shit playing in the back, I couldn't. That was brilliant, man. And that's the one thing I've also loved about the native tongues was the skits.
Yo, this is my words, man. Like, real quick, yo, I think we did skits more for each other than we did them for anyone else. Like, you know, the intro, this is my word. I remember doing the intro, and the only person I wanted to hear it was Mercy, and was De La. Right. Yo, I couldn't wait to play it for them. Like, I could care less about what the shit. People were going to think about it. Like, everyone was so funny amongst each other that you just always wanted to catch each other and make each other laugh, that I had everybody in the studio, and I just pulled it on and didn't say nothing. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, everybody's like, what? Everybody just started listening. And this is my word. When it finished, everyone was on the floor. And that was a win to me. I was like, yes.
That shit,
just say yes.
That's one of the hard. That shit is still, man. Like, that skit or that song, skit, whatever.
All right.
Brilliant, man. That shit's brilliant.
Listen, hon, I mean, as slimming as you are and all that good stuff, it ain't doing me no good down here because you have too many clothes on. So why don't we just take this cab and slide on uptown and slip out of all of this uncomfortableness of the world around us. You know what I'm saying, babes? Matter of fact, listen to me, honey. Honey, listen here, please. If sexy were a virus, then you'd have a disease. Slamming is your styling. Let me speak for a while and tell you all about the grand slamming.
Why you smiling?
Let's do the uptown slide. Don't need a transfer or add a rod. We only need a cab with us inside. Finally, we got uptown. And when we got uptown, honey's drawers came down. Did the audio visual. She had the residuals. Bar, dress. Now tell me, have you any pull? I said, honey, again, I said it slow. Coming out the boxes and my joint will surely grow.
Then she started feeling. Yes, it was appealing. I thought of slamming girlfriend from the floor to the ceiling. We started foreplay. She said that she would come. I said it wasn't foreplay because I used my thumb. Nibbled on the neck. Oh, what the heck? She said 1-2, 1-2, and went down for a mic check.
Her mic sounds nice. Check 1. Her mic sounds nice. Check 2.
She did this till it was all gone. I told her slow down, but she kept on.
And on and on and on she kept on. And on and on and on she kept on.
Gotta do something
on.
About those
and on and on and on she kept on.
Though you're sounding good as a CD. Everything was Dolby, or rather all's okay. She was playing Frito and I played the lay. Then I heard a knock, only to hear a voice say,
yo, you can't have a show without the DJ. I entered in my drawers to show that I was live. The holder and believed that I was 9.5. She said, let me see it long, may I see it please? I said, yeah, get a good look, drop to your knees. I was erectified, I gave her the proof. And then I suggested a little woof woof. She was uptight, I said, hun, there's nothing wrong. I'm the sugar dick daddy, Mr. Long. Don't get offended by the position I recommended. Doggy style is my shit, the bottom is what I hit. I didn't eat her, or read her, just beat her. Bonita, Bonita, Bonita. Tipping sugar dick, blazing trails of evil. Knowing you got the felts, cause I sure enough got the needle. Now put them on the arm that protrudes like a stick. And live up to your label, Mr. Long Sugar Dick. As the dookie hits the fan, in comes the horny man. To finish up the task, so I'm scoping out that ass. Long, she wants it, her hand spreads the butt cheeks. Tip plus long plus the hoe equals wet sheets.
We are the hosts of LASM Association, Ladies Against Sexist Motherfuckers. And today, our guests are Black Sheep.
You both are from New York, right?
That's true.
New York. Yeah.
You supposedly met in North Carolina?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between the lifestyles you led in New York and North Carolina?
Trees and business.
Basically, listen, there was tractors, rakes, and hoes down there. Up here, we just got the hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Tractors and rakes, none of that.
That's right.
Drez, you seem to have a conceited personality. Do you?
Next question, please.
Well, in your album, you disrespect women by calling us hoes. Why is that?
Listen. Listen.
Honey.
Ho is merely short for honey. Dig? Ho is short for honey. Mm-hmm. We just got lazy and dropped the knee.
Right.
Like when you drop your knees.
Right, right.
Wait a minute. Do you call your mother, your sister, or your grandmother a ho?
Go ahead, girl.
Basically, I do.
Right. Sometimes. I mean, they have old, you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Long, right. What do you mean by this 9.5 thing?
Can we talk about that some other time?
But the people want to know.
Not right now.
But.
Look, I said later, man.
I can dig it.
I bet she can.
Holds all of my business.
Hold up. All professionalism aside, motherfucker, where do you come off thinking you're God's gift to the world? It's dogs like you that make men look so bad. Do you really think this bullshit is gonna sell?
Well, listen, it's like this. I'm a very important man.
Right. As you can tell.
It doesn't really matter because as long as I'm up in somebody, busting somebody's girls.
Right.
As long as we get some pussy, as long as we get some money, pimp, immature, honey, even if you wanted to.
Check this out.
That's it. I can't take it anymore.
Listen,
this is the end
honey,
of this interview.
Listen.
Later.
I said later, man.
He can dig it.
I like them niggas, man.
This show is sponsored by Lassen Fro Douche, Maybe Maxi Pads, and Super 8-Inch Tampons Plus. Courtesy of
Subsonic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight to join me and my friends, the Rat Pack, Von Martin, Donnie Davis Jr., myself, Old Brown Eyes, also known as. Is this a Nazi with the backpack? but there's no mobsters, champagne or stacks. So if you think that I live a life that's high, put down the rapping books and take a look into my eyes. All that I can give to you is suits my feeling miserable. The fans say I'm not feeling you, I'm better off a digger. Boo! You sort of get the boo and be extremely critical. Then easily forgetting you are now the fans are feeling. Ooh. But with a temperature rise and you spit a little flame, get a little fame. Did it ever to know you not to know your middle name? Hot damn, how'd I get into this game? I complain about this, complain about that, but there's no turning back for the grind till I make this mine. I've already made my mind up, now it's time to climb up and shine high up in the sky. Sunrise.
Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down.
The gift of gab, but having swag isn't dissing me. You ain't saying Jack and word to Questo, Soosh, and them. They played the tape when we was moonlighting, or more like when we ain't know no better than hoping shows get to them like no dose medicine. Open those letters in the game ain't a gentleman. Ever see a veteran and wonder what it did to him? Listen, all I need is us three. Life's a party. Y'all ID, but not we, and probably still online while I'm grinding. Logged on while my logs on her behind, and I'm loving the hate. That's just how we relate. Let the fans, all you critics, I ain't trying to debate. On demand, so you get it automatic, no way. Damn down's how I get when it's a lot on my plate. Come on,
come on, hey. Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down. Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down.
See, this go around, I'm going around. The obstacle and giving the popsicle to critics and hospitable women. See, I could use that as a diss and use that as a gift that comes after a kiss. I could slay a mafia style, a slayer like Justin. Horse head in the bed, soon as she wake it up. When Vaughn's on the mic, lyricism ain't an issue. Soon as I write it down, they write it up. Simple. I used to get paid by the week, never got paid by the streets. Now I get paid by the beats. That's a fancy way to say I'm broke as hell. These rappers, man, they in my space. You quick, but ask for a dollar and this man, that's a grip. I be right back. Thank God I could jog while paving the tracks, 'cause I'm the main one that know what to say on the track. So we out.
Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down. Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down. Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down. Don't hate my crew, 'cause we get so damn down. Yes, so damn down. Don't we?
Is this thing on? Hey. Can we just let the beat ride out? Can we just let the beat ride out? Hey. I said, hey. Let the beat ride out. We're gonna let the beat ride out. This is Brooklyn Daddy. You can do it the hell we want to do. Whether you like it or not. We gon' let the beat ride out. This is Brooklyn Addy, and we can do what the hell we wanna do.
Yeah, Daylight in here, we were talking about, you know, the skits and the starts of it all, man. And you know, maybe that is it, man. You make it for yourself, and then people just, you know, they grab onto it, and it works, man. Too many people try to make skits for the listener.
And then not funny. Too many people try to make records. Mm-hmm. Yo, in a real cat, you know, I look at a lot of cats, you know, this is my club banger, this is my radio joint, this is, you know, this is for the ladies. You know what I'm saying? Like on the real, like, I don't think I've ever addressed a project like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the things that were successful was successful on the strength of what it was. You know what I'm saying? Radio gravitated towards that. I didn't do something, you know, so much for them. Right. You know what I'm saying? Or a club gravitated towards that. Didn't necessarily do, you know, like, you know, and once it kind of defined itself a little bit, then you kind of like, you know, your marketing or whatever might be aimed that way. You know what I'm saying? You try to, you know, take it to the next level as far as what the roots of it seem to be. But you didn't necessarily, you know, write a record like, you know, yeah, I'm writing this just for, you know, Power 95. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, you don't really do that. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, at least then. Nowadays, it seems to be a little different. You know.
From major record label, do y'all feel that pressure at all? Do y'all feel that from? I mean, I know you're not on a major, like, you know, record label right now or anything, but
I wouldn't say we feel pressured, but I mean, we're conscious of the fact that, like, we have certain songs that might appeal more so to people on, like, a first time listen basis. They, like, grabs their attention. You know what I'm saying? That, like, you know, we knew when we first did So Damn Down, like, up, that'll grab them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. But the point I'm making is that you did it first. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really, before you do it. You know what I'm saying? Look at it like, you know, because like, when you do it, it is, you know, for you to look at, okay, where does this kind of fit? Yeah. You know, you do that, but you don't necessarily, but you don't go into it like,
right,
you know.
You don't start writing like, this is going to be for the club.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know,
yeah,
like, yeah.
You lose.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Big time. I mean, it's different. Like, yeah, I'm Stanky Leg is about a trillion deep right now. I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
I would say, like, the main pressure I felt was after it was finished, just wondering, was our bass gonna take to it and like appreciate it for what it was, as opposed to, you know, like, not trying to please them beforehand, but like afterwards, like, well, damn, are they gonna even like this? You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's to the point where I'm kind of like back on, okay, I'm gonna just do what I want to do for me, and if somebody likes it, cool. That's pretty much the whole concept of my solo thing, is if y'all like it, it's cool. If not, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
go off of what he's saying. I think people just, they buy into your personality, and you always have to remember, what do you like as a fan? Like, when I was growing up listening to the Native Tongues, it always was like he said, making stuff for each other. You could hear that. Like, you could always hear, oh, these inside jokes. And that's no different from, you know, you sitting at the lunch table and somebody start laughing and you like, what's the joke? You know, like you want to be a part of the, you want to be in with the joke too. And we just try to, like, we try to do that with our music. And maybe that's what people hear when they compare us to them. They just, they hear that same thing. Like, we doing music for us.
That's something I see in you dudes. Yeah. For real. And this is a lesson I got from De La, and it's a very valuable one. If you're having a good time, the people can't do nothing but have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Sincerely, like, if you look at these cats live, De La is one of the dopest cats live.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons for it, to me, is not only are they, you know what I'm saying, just massively creative, but they have the audacity to have more fun than the audience. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every show, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, this is my word. Like, you know, and I get so much from that. Like, yo, as long as you guys are enjoying yourselves, the crowd can't even, they would never know a mistake. I've done shows where Mercer do his whole verse like Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, he might make a mistake or whatever, but he'll keep going, and it's so fun, it's so funny. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, just to have the heart to just be, you know, just give freely and have a good time. And when you do that, it just conveys, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there is no bad show. You know what I'm saying? Regardless, you know, and I definitely see that you do with the conviction as to who you are as MCs. It's definitely real, no doubt.
How was that being on the 20-year De La tour, man? I know you're down in Australia with them, right?
What?
Yeah, right.
Oh my goodness, yo, man, I had never been to Australia on top of it, so it was the perfect crew to go with. Like, you know, every night was just a sold out show to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 cats. And yo, I mean, we went to every major city. For someone who had never been there, like, you know, I was blown away. Damn. I had so much fun. And it also opens your eyes up to, you know, the fact that, you know, in other countries, you know, these cats really, really, you know, gravitate towards what it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, sincerely. And don't want to hear nothing less. You know what I'm saying? Sincerely. Like, yo, on a real, like, man, I had a ball. I had such a great time. And yeah, and to do the 20-year anniversary with De La with a live band and Fish from Fishbone holding down the drums. Woo! What? Yo, man, man, I've lived 10 lives. Oh, right up. Crazy. Lived 10 lives.
Does that also kind of get you, make you think, like, damn, just imagine if we had, you know, like, hopefully, like you said, the 2K10 native tongue thing. Like, I could only imagine. I think I'd faint before I get in there. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, like, if it happens, I'm like, okay, after I go to the concert, I'm just going to drop dead because it's around. Right, yeah, right. Yo.
It's like the Calvary is finally
right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's so important, man. I really, really pray that God blesses us to do this, man. Like, it's such an important event to me, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it's why we ever made records, to show cats that it could be done. And it's important that we show them that, yo, we can come together and move together and build together. And, you know, and this is something that's supposed to have been here for a lot of years. And, yeah, though we all are different people and, you know, this and the other, whatever we doing as individuals, we can still do. You know what I'm saying? But let's bring it together once a year and let the people see and each other and make sure we're all okay. Like, you know, I think about Fife's health to, you know, like, I grew up with these cats. These is, you know, more than just associates of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like we all should always check on each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the degree of we really, you know, stand on the shoulders of each other. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not we ever want to acknowledge it, it's just what it is. Yeah. Like, for real, I really pray that comes together.
I went down,
down, down, down, under the ground, ground, ground.
Subsonic. I'm not gonna tell y'all to go home because I'm happy y'all here, but if you don't feel the hip-hop and this shit, take your ass home. You don't belong here. You gotta feel this shit. From the front to the back with the help of my man, Macy, yo! We gonna break it down solid like this, y'all! Come on! And a five-star telly saying you might find be the average and sick to the top. Unlike them, we crap just so systematically inclined, been lying without saying up a decent name all over the track.
Yeah, I said it.
What you need to do? Go back. Reading credits, be the manic, alphabetic, he's the modernization. Now, but now, before we pour down to a drop or rock or pedal.
Another future classic.
Future classic.
Right here.
Subsonic.
Word up.
Hey, yo, what's the 5-9? Why you want to share your food with these niggas? We don't share food in a recession. Bite these niggas like you bite the microphone.
Living legend inside of a Smith & Wesson. Sliding out of the barrel on fire. Don't try me because I am hot. Police cars with their sirens come by when I'm rhyming. Saying they got a call that somebody round here and buy a shot. Mac 11's in order, the flow is like water. Each quote a quarter, a blow chorus is followed by the dot. Goons, goblins, and creatures and monsters abound you and beat you and stomp you and eat you. Don't get swallowed by the block. I pay a shrink every week to basically tell me lay here and speak to me just to say how psychotic I am not. I'm too fly with the viral and physical copies. Niggas sloppy, look up what you under, I'm what you trying to top. scared of compared to no man. I'm like the big hand on Big Ben. I get in and I'm hitting my numbers round the clock. I'm about to give it back to my nigga. Bust a bus and have a seat. It's convenient. I'm already copping the squat. Copping the squat.
Nowadays when niggas walk around, they start to look like hamburgers and frankfurters. And yo, Royce the 5'9". Feed on these motherfuckers, homie. Come on.
Take him, gut him, and take out his organs and smorgasbord him. The more important he is, I'm toe tagging his beat. Turn him to chicken chowder, dip him in some sniffing powder, season him with gasoline and throw his ass in the grease. Mention my name in the record, I'ma come get you lyrically, then eventually I'ma take it back to the streets. Cannibalistic mentality, rappers hating, decapitate them, rap like what I naturally happen to be. Flow is superb, you heard us, forget it, 2 verses, 2 murders, acquitted personally, it's a rap, capiche. Fingers snapping and tapping their feet, clapping what happened in the street, about to happily bring it back to the deep. Niggas claiming hard, they did all of this time, niggas believe him until I see him and then slap him and see. I ain't having it, havoc is average to me. War is normal, only thing I'm having is having a feast.
Royce the 5'9", you my dog and I'm your dog. Being that I already sick you on these motherfuckers, it's your turn to sick me on they ass. Let's go. Every time that I marry the rhyme and the beat, I go hairy and grind in the street, then I'm fucking up everybody. Pulverize the shit like we gorillas and peeling your skin like we banana peelers. It's hazardous if you copy. Don't you know that I'm one of the coldest, courageous, the boldest, contagious? Ain't no one could face this thing that I do. Well, you know since I report the latest that niggas can't fuck with me, cause I'm the greatest, my shit is sick like the flu. You see, I'm animalistic, the cataclysmic events that happen whenever I grab the mic and talk. Indeed, I'm back and specifically, then I'm hickory dickory, Dr. Dispensy, the diddy bop in my walk. Now I'm the messenger to set the temperature, nigga, whenever the heat will be needed to hot the block up, I'm saying. I got the Dillinger, Harry Kissinger with the ratchet, the fact is I'm back with the Glock and the Glexi, I ain't playing.
Why, oh why, oh why?
Royce the 5'9", please tell me why. Why the fuck these niggas gonna let us get together and do this shit to them? It's so fucking unfair. Shit is so unfair.
It's first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Head for the border. Go get a taco. Watch the record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Live, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip. And we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounce to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than 4. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship shape, crush great eights to play tapes. Takes make drakes, fake for the weight of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just the leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left cause my right's my good ear. I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime, so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked, then you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vote, can't build, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my God. Oh my gosh, eating I do stew like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Row, row, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smelling right like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, but cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the vibes are on town. Ripping up the sound, just like a ratio. Yo, observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, my man.
Gets the squad and you get squads probably. Got to rob Molly saying good guys golly. So fly when I spit the shit, hit God body. Son, I've been equipped since Slick Rick, Lottie Dottie, Raleigh to Molly, the Ollie's trolley. I'm hot as Mojave, desert sands, travel lands like Wadabi. I be legendary like the late Bob Marley. Never in your life would you say Jermaine, am I sorry? Lot of saints trying to live the same as John Gotti. As the turntables turn like the wheels on a dolly. Saying you got the shit but you ain't got potty. Trying to volley a solid effort but your record spotty. As a leper of leprosy, nigga, you ain't good at rap. I heard your CD, the proof is in the pudding pack. Now how hood is that? I don't know, I'm from the suburbs. Doing ghetto music, but still I'm nice with the words.
Get thee behind grandstand there like the puppet you are. You ain't fair, these glam rappers. No way I support your cause, it's ass backwards. Daddy Mac jeans with cheap denim. I'm like John Lennon to your Rockwell. Plus I got anthems for the hoes like Ocknell. You got Bell, you ought to have it handy. A day in the life is like a Steadicam video for Prodigy. Queens or the Londoner, nobody quite sure. If he a foreigner, but no flipping what, he ain't a follower. Since they changed the word right to bar, these lame niggas been eating like no tomorrow. Consider it now already evident how the story go. Go. Y'all know it, that salute on sight for the way you uphold it and breathe new life. And by the way, still air tight, show you right.
MCs get eight from Grimaldi to Grippos. They regionally seasoned, some of my flavors international. Novella flow, man, I'm rapping it so passionate. Novella award prize piece you can collect. I'm in full effect now that I'm pulling checks down. Library like a library, you can check it out. My theory is that y'all here and try to shut us out. It's that locksmith spit, legendaries in the house. Don't compare me with what's out, cause they barely this amount. Some of my Uzi weigh a ton, you a deuce, deuce ounce. So you styling by the gallon on that liquid courage verb he is. But problem is your talent, he hot because you heard he is. Not because of precedence, more like presidents. Dead ones that keep them lame dudes in rotation. Check one, two, and it don't stop until the niggas that's been lying eulogize the hip-hop, man.
I stand in the sun and let my disc swing. Itches from the gutter, hit some dirty level shooting in the sky above. My click the raw, seons beyond normal. Auto pop brain switch to barcode. Trigger pull for itchy fingers. Deliver tremors, first class smash. Show you monkey niggas. Cracking hot limbs like a loogie. Truly rapping studio thuggery, couldn't move. Group homer with the loomies. True, I play cool, steady crew, snoozing in the booms. War with a man, so she blew me. Looked and got his eyes, spit running down the tune. Capricorn kick fabric on my back. Half four bloke tags, enough to spit for you, so
take the man.
Sip the flash, you can see the bastard. Relaxed in the midst of the madness.
Hey yo, everybody else stay this high. And me, I'm this guy. My level is ahead of them all. Gold medal, let a ghetto make a rebel applaud. And these fellas aren't special, so they settle for loss. Unseen, invisible. PB and lyrical is PB and literal. I typically give it to the crowds. And I'm critical of critics who allow these gimmicks to arouse and wow, this nostalgia shit.
I'm gorilla, I'm without permits. We gorillas, I'm without the miss. 2020, and ever since Clefanel said many, many, I've been creeping the score. I'm T left and chilly. Another MC say P left from busy. Izzy, really calling himself Skinny Biggie. Pretty, please, I spit it, forgive me, gimmies, and give it to get him giddy for pennies. Have pity.
You can never bury, beat up, or bloody the team. Crew is legendary because we study the cheese. Learn how to earn that cream. Wait your turn, this term I yearn, I eat. Y'all turn scheme, sorry not today. I raised the beam, charge red dot the page. I made the scene, y'all got a part to play. I'm getting closer to my dreams, get the guap and lay. Rock and sway, I talk the way to sink ships. Gotta say, if it ain't brick, beat your beat brick. Got away with the word so indecent. Got away with your bird, ain't been seen since. Ain't seen shit, too focused on my salary. Don't watch reality shows, I only show reality. Flow is gonna take me from the tunnels to the galleries. I'm all city, all world, baby, all galaxy, boogie.
For the king, make your girl my circus, and I love her three rings, fit her perfect, 10 out of 10, yeah, she gets it all in, us, ignorant men, that we appalling, ain't like your problem, you wanna solve me, you just too ballsy, till I go Super Saiyan, just like Dragon Ball Z, then I have you shaking like Cerebral Palsy, cause your tank's on E, and my tank got a cannon on it, and a target on your head, big enough to land a planet on it, now I'm standing on it, you ain't built like me, or bold enough to push your head all the way down to the hilt like me. Even dead, man, still I beat. One of the best to come in the flesh. I got super with a capital S. Now, put it in bold for the darkness of my soul. But when I glow, you can see me with your eyes closed. Through your blindfold. So sick, you get a virus if you down low. I wish. Once I push the whack rapper, that's the only time I felt the need to ice my wrist. And I get women horny and invite your shits. But I won't rock the boat if it smells like this.
Why do we all fall behind?
Cause life's a bitch. So she likes a doggy style. Like a pimp and think on that shit.
Sonic. I don't want to sound too ignorant, fellas, but I was asking them before y'all came in. The name Tanya Morgan. You know, I mean, I'll be honest, when I first heard of y'all, I was thinking, you know, she on the hook or something? You know, I thought it was a female. I didn't know. I mean, maybe that's just me. But is there any explanation behind the name or what?
Actually, we started out as not a real group. We were separate. And we said, you know, let's get together and do a group project. And just more that, just what we think is funny, what we think is cool. We're gonna give it a fake cover under a fake name and just, like, get it pressed up and, like, put it in used records bins and just that be that. That, and like, you know, like, do 4 or 5 songs and just do that and just sit and laugh to ourselves and think it was cool. But as we started doing the songs, and just and like more
very
people,
native.
Yeah, I guess so. So as we started doing the songs, and Dominic from my label, because he had us individually, they were Ill Will, and I was Vaughn P by myself. So we did have the deal as individuals, but we were like, yo, we also doing this with our label mate Vaughn, and he's like, Dom was like, I need to put that out. We need to, you know, do something with this. And we was like, yeah, but the name and the cover, blah. He's like, we'll make it work. We just, you know, just tell people it's hip-hop, put a hip-hop sticker on the cover or something. And it was successful. But now, you know, as you see now, we have to be on the covers and stuff now so people know. Because there's always somebody new to come up and, yeah, so.
Is there a Tanya Morgan?
There's a few.
Yo,
yeah,
we ran into a Tanya Morgan in Toronto at an after party.
For a show. Yeah, we've met. She was like a nurse. There's one that's like a horse trainer or something.
You know, there's one that's a dancer. She always begin to get a free. Yeah. Get a free album.
You know, yeah, they get a drink,
you know,
when
what?
They come in.
Yeah, there's one in Brooklyn too. There's one in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She's like a hip hop dance instructor. Her name is Tanya Morgan, ironically.
Because I would think if you're trying to come up with like a hip hop group name, like you got like, you know, a Tribe Called Quest or something like Outkast or, you know, you guys might come up with the Hitmen, anything you might want to come up with. Tanya Morgan. I'm sorry, it just don't hit me like that. That's a hip hop group.
That's just another thing to stand out. Everything, anything original was new and weird at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody had to take that first R&B record and rap over it, and somebody said, that don't hit me. What is that? You know, so.
If you ask me, I say it's kind of rock and roll, because in rock you got groups like Alice in Chains, Marilyn Manson, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Twisted Sister, you know what I mean? Like, they tried, they aimed to like be out there, you know what I mean? Right. So that's what we are trying to do. But I guess in the, you know, root of hip hop, a lot of people are like, what the hell?
Hold up real quick. Low key, come on, man. Wake up, brother.
Mambo sauce. The mambo sauce.
Come on, man.
I'm fighting the itis from some mambo sauce. I had to hit it up, though. First thing when you get to D.C., you got to. Got to hit up the local flavor.
You're excused then, man. You're excused then, man.
Plus, I already know the name behind Tanya Morgan. That's the story behind the name. I heard this story. I'm ready for some more Dress stories.
Dress, man, I know before we get out of here, we got the new single, the one to your EP, correct?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Name of the joint is called Forever Lovely, and... Yeah, I feel good. I feel good about presenting it as the first thing off this new project. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely reflective of what the album's sounding like. And yeah.
And so this is to the EP, and the album comes a few months later.
Without question.
Word. Blackpool Genius.
From the Blackpool Genius. Nice, yes, sir. Man. Y'all want cats to definitely know that they can get up with me. Who's a black sheep or whatsablacksheep.com. Or whatsablacksheep.com. I'm gonna give you a choice. Give you a choice on that one.
Either one of those websites.
Yeah, either one of that bring you right to where I'm at. And definitely stay in touch on Twitter, Dress Black Sheep on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying? I stay in touch with the fellas. We'd always kind of pass a little note here and there.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, no doubt. It's all love, for real, for real.
I saw about the crab cakes and mumbo sauce, so you must have taken care of that. Word up. And of course, where can they check y'all, man?
Twitter.com/TanyaMorgan, or I don't know what our site is.
BrooklynNatty.com.
Yeah, BrooklynNatty.com. we lost our domain name. Like, the Tanya Morgan domain name was gone. So it's BrooklynNatty.com.
Which is a crazy site, too. You can take a tour of Brooklyn Natty and do all.
Like the Grand Theft Auto map?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get high and lost on that shit, man. It's good. Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you.
And
man,
doors are always open, obviously, man. Tanya Morgan, you guys know that. And Drez, anytime you're back in town, always open here,
yo,
man.
Yo, that's love. I'm always trying to be in DC. I'll see you soon.
Word. Blessings, y'all.
Splash. Rock alligator Timbs, 18 karat gold rims on a rose corniche with the mink interior for friends that are sex in a triplex overlooking the hood. With Picasso originals, the beluga tastes good on floors of Persia. I be leaning on suede walls, like baby, look out the water, the way it falls is so nice. While sipping Louis Lou on ice, my cube drops when I'm landing on casino rooftop. Hella pads, just me and a lady that's hella bad. On the highway of love, we in the white and yellow jack, sipping Chablis when my baby girl slob me. Could it be, is the life that I live? Probably I should be more concerned with my ways and mellow out. But I just don't give a fuck, my shit's too ghettoed out. And it might seem a shame, I own all these objects and still live in the projects, huh. I'm for the hug, yo, I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me, the ice and bubbly. Well, God in love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hug, yo, I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me, the ice and bubbly. Well, God in love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love.
I like hot sauce on all I eat. My Kool-Aid too sweet and you might catch me outside with just my slippers on my feet hitting kush. With my brethren getting muddy by the benches. Living with mom, still my momos. 30 inches withdrawal, get you up. And hoes set you up. With foes wet you up and it's lots of cops that's corrupt in the heat. You better bust, then your team better roll. And if you don't know the half, you get left with big holes. And big hoes be acting like they dig Joes to get clothes. It's the place where everybody spit flow. There's rip shacks, pawn shops, and weed spots. And it's best to start walking. Anytime you see cops, they be hating for free. Yo, I ain't waiting to see. I got a warrant? Would children be up later than me out the apartment? Yo, everybody love to chit chat. Funny, anytime I leave, I be glad to get back.
I'm for the hug, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me, the ice and bubbly. Well, God in love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever lovely. I'm for the hug, yo. I'm for the struggle, B. And that's worth more to me, the ice and bubbly. Well, God in love with me, no man can trouble me. The essence of my presence be forever love. We'll be right back.
One movement.
It's one movement.
Satellite.
One culture.
One goal.
Transmitting live.
Subsonic.